Welcome to Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford pregame show. This afternoon from the DeVos Fieldhouse, it's the Hope College Flying Dutchman taking on Illinois Wesleyan in the Holland Sentinel Rust Event Tournament Championship game. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman entered tonight's contest with a 3-4 record after an impressive 78-66 victory over Lake Forest last night. The Flying Dutchman were led by sophomore Alex Edson, who scored a team-high 14 points. He also pulled down 6 rebounds. And for the second game in a row, Harrison Blackledge set a career-high in scoring, this time with 13 points. Hope's opponent today is Illinois Wesleyan University. The Titans are led by head coach Ron Rose, who is in his 8th season as the head coach at Illinois Wesleyan. The Titans entered today's contest ranked 3rd in the nation with an 8-1 record and on a 5-game winning streak after defeating Wilmington College yesterday 74-65 to advance to today's championship game. The Titans were led by senior Andrew Zimnik, who scored 17 points and pulled down 12 rebounds in the victory. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford, and we remind you that we're streaming all Hope games on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davilar, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Oman Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Barber Ford wraps up the year with incentives you can't afford to ignore. Now is the time to buy and save at Barber Ford. Whether you're looking for a new car or truck, you'll find a blast of year-end savings right now at Barber Ford in Holland. Barber Ford brings 2013 to a sensational end with factory rebates of up to $7,250 or 0% APR for 60 months on new 2013 Ford F-150s. Factory rebates up to $2,500 on the new 2014 Ford Focus. Buy the new 2014 Ford Escape at Barber Ford's year-end event, and you'll get a $1,000 factory rebate plus 0% APR for 60 months. And when you purchase the new 2014 Ford Fusion by the end of the year at Barber Ford, get ready for a $2,000 factory rebate. Sale ends 12/31/13. Not all buyers will qualify for 0% financing. See Barber Ford for details before the end of the year. Barber Ford, corner of U.S. 31 and 8th Street in Holland, and barberford.net.
For every woman.
Every woman.
For every woman.
Every woman.
For every stage of life. Women, regardless of age, deserve the very best in advanced care. Today, tomorrow, and in the future. And that's where Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital excels. Superior OBGYN care from the specialists at Spectrum Health Medical Group in Georgetown and Zealand starts at shmg.org/womenshealth. Now accepting new patients. For every woman. For every stage of life. shmg.org/womenshealth.
Shoreline Orthopedics offers you the experience you can trust, the expertise you demand. The physicians of Shoreline Orthopedics have set the standard for quality orthopedic care along the West Michigan Lakeshore for over 3 decades. The board-certified physicians at Shoreline Orthopedics are committed to improving the quality of life for their patients by relieving pain and improving function and mobility. Log on to shorelineortho.com. Shoreline Orthopedics, the experience you can trust, the expertise you demand.
Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Today's we have the Holland Sentinel Rust Event Tournament Championship game between Hope College and Illinois Wesleyan. Both these teams won yesterday to advance to the championship game. We had the consolation game, which just finished minutes ago, and Wilmington College ended up defeating Lake Forest 83-60. The leading scorer for the game was Wilmington's Malcolm Hurd II, who had 24 points and was named to the all-tournament team, along with Brian Madsen, who led the Lake Forest in scoring with 14 points. He was also named to the all-tournament team. And we're about to be joined by Coach Tom Davilar, and let's get the mic all hooked up, and we'll be ready to go.
Greg.
Well, good afternoon, Coach, and good to see you back again, all healthy. It must have been that win yesterday that had a lot to do with coming back today.
I don't know. It's been a rough week, and I don't think I sound much better, but I feel better today. So for the first time since Monday, I'd say things are looking up for me.
Well, you sound a lot better than my wife out there. She hasn't been able to talk for 2 weeks, and all she does is whisper. That's for sure. Well, good ball game in that first ball game, and another one, probably a better ball game coming up in this one as the Flying.
Well, we're going to have to play much better today than we did last night. That's for sure. I thought we did what we needed to do against Lake Forest and control the basketball game. This is a much different animal here, the Titans of IWU, and they're strong, they're long, they're deep, they shoot it, they rebound, they do all the things that make you a good basketball team. So we've had a couple great matchups within the last couple of years. Down in Florida last year, of course, the classic double overtime game in the NCAA tournament here 2 years ago. So this is 3 years in a row. We hope that we get another good game and come out on top this time.
Well, we've already played Stevens Point. They're ranked number one in the country, and now this ball club is ranked number three. So we're getting a lot of the top teams in the country playing us.
And, you know, there's a lot to be said for that, but it's a lot different, you know, being able to compete with teams like that and then being able to beat them. And we haven't been able to do that yet. It's the first time we get somebody on our home floor. I don't know how much difference that makes, but it can't hurt us. And there are guys who are excited to play. We've got a little momentum going right now. We'd like to keep it going here through Christmas and on into the new year.
Well, they have a lot of guys that can score. It isn't that you can figure on one guy doing most of the scoring, because they have five guys in double figures.
They're absolutely very deep team. And as you pointed out, you can't key on one guy. They're shooting in the high 40s from three. You got guys that can rebound and go to the glass. You know, again, there's a lot of tough matchups. We've got to be able to get out and guard the arc, defend the three-point shot, especially in transition. We've got to be able to rebound. That's been a really tall task for anybody against them. And then we've got to push the ball. And we've got to run the floor, make them move up and down and across, move the ball, get the open shot. We've got to make some shots against them. They're going to make some. We've got to make some, too.
Well, they had their center, Anderson, get hurt last night. And looks like he's dressed and moving pretty well out there, so I expect to see him.
Yep, they haven't decided a starting lineup when I was down there before, but they're kind of waiting to see how he's coming through the game. And, you know, if he plays, that's another 6'10 body you got to pay attention to. But if he doesn't, they got a lot of other guys that can come in and take his spot.
Can you use a little zone defense against him, or are you going to go man-to-man mode?
Well, we're going to go man-to-man primarily, but we may be ready to switch things up if things don't go well. But defending them is basically, it's a man-to-man, but it's a team-to-team thing. And we've got to be able to move our feet, talk, communicate. We're getting better on the defensive end, but this will be a really extreme test here this afternoon.
Well, this could be a back-and-forth ball game because they like to run with the basketball.
Absolutely true. I don't think this will be a low-scoring affair. Neither team shot especially well here last night. I'm sure both teams are looking to do a little bit better in that regard tonight. But we know we've matched up with them twice, and they with us. We know that we're in for a battle, and they are too. Should be a lot of fun. Hopefully we can talk about a hope win afterwards.
Well, thanks for joining us,
Thank
Coach.
You.
And Illinois Wesleyan going into the locker room, and they're a good ball club. There isn't any doubt about it. And we watched them last night against Wilmington, and they didn't have any problem really defeating Wilmington last night.
No, they didn't. And Illinois Wesleyan is a very deep and solid ball club, and it's going to be a very tough test for the Flying Dutchman. It's going to be kind of like when we went to Stevens Point. Stevens Point was a very deep ball club, a lot of senior and juniors on the team, and if you look at the Illinois Wesleyan lineup, it's right along the same line. So it's going to be a tough matchup, but like Coach Davilar said, we're on our home court, and that's going to be a little bit of a different advantage. And the other comment he made is it's the difference between staying with a team and hanging with them and beating them. And this Hope College Flying Dutchman team has improved a lot since those early games in Wisconsin. So it's going to be a different animal, I believe, here this evening.
Well, what you're saying, it's mindset for the Flying Dutchman a lot this afternoon. And against Stevens Point, for example, we stayed with them the first half. But once we got behind the second half, we just sort of dropped off. Now, whether that's going to happen again or whether we have gotten to the point where even though we get behind a little bit early on in that second half or even the first, that we're going to stay with them out there. We're determined we're going to stay with them. And, you kick up a notch rather than drop off a notch when that happens to you.
Well, this team has been emotionally charged the last two games, and maybe that's along the lines of, you know, actually playing a very good game and getting, you know, hyped up. But we've seen the bench just be explosive every time something good has happened in the last two games. And it's been really nice to see that the team is coming together and playing really hard. And it's almost been like a night and day type of thing since the first few road games of the start of the season.
Well, the scoring is getting spread out a little bit. You're getting somebody besides Gardner to score because there were guys on the outside last night that were streaky a little bit. They'd get two or three threes in a row, and that really helped the Flying Dutchman in their victory over Lake Forest. Now, one of those scorers not dressed this afternoon.
Yeah, Sam Otto is not dressed. He came down pretty hard on his knee. We were both screened from it. I talked to somebody that was on the other side of the court that actually had a better view of it. Apparently, two players, one player from Lake Forest and Sam Otto, got tangled up underneath the basket, and Sam came down pretty hard on his knee. We don't have any confirmation on how long he's going to be out, but there's a good thing. The holidays is coming up, so he'll get a little bit of rest to be able to heal, but he is not dressed this evening, so it looks like we might be seeing a little bit of some of the other players coming off the bench for the Flying Dutchman this afternoon.
Well, Byers got a little bit more playing time last night. He's just coming back from that foot injury, and Grant Neal also got in the scorebook last night as he was able to pick up 8 points, and we haven't seen him score to speak of. And Alt McMahon hit a few threes to get in the book, so the scoring spread around a little bit more. It's been primarily Gardner with some help from Van Arendonk that have carried the Flying Dutchman thus far.
Well, it's a nice thing to see is that the bench is starting to contribute a lot more. The only person on the bench that was coming in and contributing the last few games was Brock Benson, who was coming off the bench and giving you about anywhere between 8 to 10 points a game. Now it looks like, you know, some of the other guys, the Corey McMahons, the Sam Ottos, everybody's starting to pick it up a little bit. And I think that everybody's starting to, you know, feel their oats a little bit on the start of this season right now.
Al Blackledge had a pretty good ball game out there. Is that he was deadly from the free throw line, making 11 out of 13 in that ball game with one basket from the floor. So he picked up a season-high 13 points for the freshman.
Yeah, I gave him the reverse jinx. You know, I said he's shooting 40% from the free throw line, and then he goes off and he shoots over 80% from the free throw line last night and did a solid job of going 11 of 13.
So he's coming along. So the ball club is improving. There isn't any doubt about that. And the MIAA starts in January, so we've only got a couple more games before we get working in the MIAA.
And it'll be nice to have these guys at the top of their game when MIAA play starts, because that's really where you need to turn it up a notch, because it's going to be very tough to get in that large bid with the record that the Flying Dutchman have right now. But, you know, if you turn it up and you come off on a good winning streak, you never know what's going to end up happening.
Well, this tournament is being combined out there for the third time since they started, and that's primarily because of the facility out there. I think they'll go back to having separate tournaments next year, if they possibly can, where they invite teams in and get a chance to play home a little bit more in the early part of the season. So Hope has dominated the tournaments for a number of years, and Illinois Wesleyan has not been in either of the tournaments, so this will be something new for them.
Yes, it will. And I have the trivia question before we send it to a break. Ron has been doing very, very good. He is two for the last two. Oh, he's got Greg Chandler here. No help from Greg Chandler on this one. But okay, this is it. Before we go into the break, we'll give Ron a chance to think about it. Who was the last men's player for the Hope College Flying Dutch to win MIAA MVP of the year? That's just the MVP, not defensive MVP. We'll let Ron think about that, and we'll send it back to the break, to the studio for a break. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Do you have questions on how to properly care for your pet? Are you wondering when you should get your pet spayed or neutered? Maybe you're going on vacation and wondering where your pet is going to stay. Looking to adopt a pet? Mapledew Animal Hospital answers your questions with a click. Log on to WHTC.com or 927thevan.com. Go to Quick Links and ask the vet. You'll find everything you'll need to know. Dr. Bader from Mapledew Animal Hospital gives you great advice for your pets. Visit WHTC.com and 927thevan.com and ask the vet.
Welcome back to Hope College Basketball and the Barber Ford pregame show, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen are only minutes away from taking on Illinois Wesleyan in the Holland Sentinel Rustavet Tournament here at the DeVos Field House. The women will be in action later this afternoon. They will also be starting at 3 o'clock. They are in the championship game of the RDV Sportsplex Classic down in Orlando, Florida. And we'll give you updates of that game as they become available. And we have the trivia question. Let's see if Ron can nail this one down. Who was the last men's MIAA MVP for Hope College?
Well, I had a couple of possibilities. In fact, three of them in mind, but I'm going to go with David Crombie.
And Ron, three for three. He's on a winning streak right now, too, and he's right on that. What's in 2012, David Crombie was the last MVP out of for the Hope College Flying Dutchman. Last year, that honor went to Tom Snickers of Calvin College. So you never know. Maybe we'll have another MVP from the Flying Dutch once MIAA play starts.
Well, there are five guys that have a chance, or maybe 20 guys that have a chance throughout the league.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. I believe almost every single player from the main players for the All American or All Division team were seniors last year and graduated. So there's going to be a whole new list of guys that we're going to have to take a look at for this year.
Yeah, I think that's true throughout the league out there. Calvin probably has more guys back than anybody. And right now they're kind of in the driver's seat with the non-league competition. They are also ranked, I think, about 12th or something. I don't remember just exactly where. But they are ranked in the top 25 for the country.
Yeah, I think that might have dropped because I think that they were ranked 12th when going into the last two weekends ago when they hosted the tournament, and then they ended up dropping both games. So that'll be very interesting. That was the Hall of Fame tournament, I believe. And so it will be very interesting to see, to say the least, when it comes to Calvin, because right now, you know, you can't really judge a team by their record going into the preseason or pre-MIAA play, because you look at Hope's record right now and you say, wow, Hope College is 3-4, but you also have to look at the four losses on who they were and who they played against.
I just looked it up. They're 16th.
So they dropped three spots. So they gave Calvin College a little bit of respect for having a couple of tough games against Carthage and against Wheaton a couple weekends ago. So, but you know, you go up and down the league schedule, the rankings right now for the league, and it's been tough goings for a lot of teams.
We have another ball game going on this afternoon at 3 o'clock down in Florida.
Yeah, I just mentioned that.
Yeah.
The undefeated second-ranked team in women's basketball in Division III, Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch, will be in action. They will try to go to 11-0 on the season and go into the holidays with a nice little break and a nice winning streak. Well, that buzzer symbolizes one thing, the national anthem. So let's pause right now for the national anthem.
To honor America with the singing of our national anthem, please welcome Hope College senior, Miss Rachel Grable.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
And that was the national anthem. And now for the starting lineups, which is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineups, let's go to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. And for Illinois West in the Titans, the visitors in this championship ball game at the forwards, it'll be Victor Davis, a 6'5", 235-pound senior out of Galesburg, Illinois. Not getting the start this afternoon, Andrew Zemek, who is a 6'5", 220-pound senior from Oswego, Illinois. Whether he was injured last night or what, I'm not sure. But he has been starting all the ball games for the Titans, not starting here this afternoon. In his place, it'll be Ryan Coley, a 6'6", 208-pound sophomore from Sludsey, Illinois. At center, also getting his first start, is Michael Mayberger. He's 6'6", 205 senior out of Chesterfield, Missouri. Nick Anderson started last night for the Titans, and he's a 6'10 center, 230 out of Edwardsville, Illinois, and he hurt his foot, and he looked like he was dressed and running pretty well, so I expect to see him in the ballgame also. At the guards, it'll be Dalen Overstreet, a 6'3 junior out of Paxton, Illinois, along with Pat Soderman, a 6'3, 195-pound junior from Chesterfield, Missouri. So the number three-ranked Titans coming into DeVos Center trying to beat this Hope College ball club here this afternoon. The Hope College Flying Dutchman, under the direction of fourth-year coach Matt Neal, will find Harrison Blackledge, a 6'6 freshman out of Clanton, Ohio, getting the start at the forward. The other forward, it'll be Grant Neal, a 6'3 senior from Holland, Michigan, at the other forward. The center, Nate Van Arendon, 6'10 senior out of Grand Haven, Michigan. The guards for the Flying Dutchman, Alex Edson, the leading scorer in the ballgame last night for the Flying Dutchman. He's 6'2", a sophomore from Grand Haven. And at the point guard, Ben Gardner, a 6-foot sophomore from Carmel, Indiana, for Hope College. Hope College's leading scorer so far this season. He's been in double figures all but one ball game.
Well, we have Hope College decked out in their white with orange numerals and navy blue trim. And you have Illinois Wesleyan in their green, along with, it looks like, a little bit of silver and white. The two teams meeting at center court and exchanging pleasantries. And we have the tip-off, which the opening tip-off is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. And for the call of the play-by-play, let's go to Ron Weatherby.
Davis will be jumping center for the Titans. Van Arendonk with the tip back to Gardner. So the Flying Dutchman with the first possession of the ball game. After Blackledge, he's double-teamed up in front. Right side, Edson for three. No, misses it. Tip up in the air. Good by, I believe that was Blackledge that got the tip. It's number 12 up there. It's Grant Neal, excuse me. So the Titans with the basketball into the left corner, out left wing, shot taken, swish. And that's Soderman. And he had that spot marked last night as he drilled several three-pointers from that exact same spot. 3-2, the Titans with the lead. Edson at the right wing, looks cross court. Gets it into Neal's hand. Back out in front, Blackledge to Neal. Out to Edson. Edson looks underneath. Finds Neal. Neal puts up the 8-foot jumper. It's short. And the rebound comes to the Titans. Mayberger quickly pushes the ball up court. Steal by Gardner as he tried a cross-court pass. Gardner brings it back for the Flying Dutchman. Goes past Neal. Underneath the bucket. Left-handed shot. Good. Good quick move by Gardner to get two. 4-3, Hope into the lead. The Titans with the basketball. Mayberger to the left wing. Gets out in front to Zemek, who's in the ball game. And his shot misses, but he is fouled underneath. And it's going to go against Blackledge with the foul. Zemek will be at the line for the Titans. As he takes his time, takes a look, puts it in. You have the second one. We're tied at four. Just underway here at the DeVos. in this championship game of the Rusty Vet Holland Sentinel Tournament. And this one's good. 5-4, Wesleyan takes the lead. Gardner with the basketball on the right side. Gives it to Blackledge at the point to Neal left wing. Out front to Gardner. Gardner looks low. Can't find anybody open. As they try to get the ball into Van Arendonk, but they're not able to. They're fronting Van Arendonk quite a bit down low. Gardner for three. It's short. Rebound comes out long. And Mayberger with the rebound for the Titans. To Overstreet. Overstreet guarded by Gardner. Keeps his dribble alive. Gets a screen on the outside. Takes it all the way around underneath the basket. Brings it back out. No, tries a reverse layup. That's no good. Gardner gets the ball as he runs it down loose. Overstreet wanted a foul on that one, but the official shakes his head no. Edson, left wing, underneath to Neal. Neal back out in front of Gardner. Gardner drives lane, spins around, puts it up off the window and in. So Gardner working underneath. Quick pass down the court and a fast break. And it's Soderman getting his second bucket of the ball game. And the Titans stay up 7-6 over the Flying Dutchman. No pressure. Really against Hope, and Gardner brings it up as he jogs up into the front court. Man-to-man defense by both these ball clubs. Out front to Edson. Edson looks underneath, finds Neal on the left wing. Neal gets it in the middle to Blackledge. Blackledge starts his drive, spins around, fakes back, puts up the shot. This one bounds out, no good. Rebound quickly by Mayberger. Over to Overstreet, Overstreet underneath. Into the corner, shot taken. No good as it bounds around. Soderman misses it. And the ball knocked out of bounds by the Titans, and Hope will have the basketball. And coming into the ball game was Anderson. He's a 6'10", 230-pound senior that was bumped up last night. But he looks pretty good to me out there as he moves around. He and Van Arendonk, good matchup tonight. Van Arendonk's a little heavier. As Gardner kicks it back out to Neal. Gardner at the point. Gardner looks to the right side and takes it down to the corner. Baseline, fires it. No good. Rebound taken down by Zimek for the Titans. Quickly on the attack. Underneath they go to Anderson. Anderson, little hook shot underneath. No good. Edson rebounds. 7-6. Titans with a lead. And Edson takes it coast to coast for two. 8-7, Hope with the lead. And trying to return the favor was Davis. And he was fouled. And it's going to go against Blackledge.
That'll be his second.
So Blackledge getting a little foul trouble. And at the line is going to be Victor Davis, the 6'5", 235-pound senior. Drops in the first one. Eight. We're tied up at eight. 16:03 left. As Caleb Byers comes into the ball game, replacing Blackledge. Second one by Davis is good. 9-8. Titans up by one. At the 16-minute mark of this first half. Gardner goes to Van Arendonk. Edson at the right wing. Edson works one-on-one to the baseline. Puts a shot up. Good. Nice move by Edson to get to two. 10-9. Hope with the lead. On the attack, the Titans. Davis with the basketball up on top of the key. He looks as men break through the middle. Gives it out to Anderson. Anderson back out to Overstreet. On the outside for three. No good by Zimek. And the ball rebounds, bounces out of bounds. So Hope will have it. 10-9, Hope with the lead. We're at 15:30 of this first half. Gardner with the inbound pass will walk it up for the Flying Dutchman. Man-to-man defense by the Titans. Gardner goes left wing to Neal. Around the horn to Edson. Edson back out to Neal. Edson in the corner. Thinks about the three. Can't get it off. Neal. Back to Edson, to Gardner. Gardner out front to Byers. Underneath, Van Arendonk. And Van Arendonk with the feed from Byers gets two underneath. 12-9, Hope with the lead. Overstreet on the outside. Takes it to the right wing. Working underneath is Nelson. Nelson hands it off. Nice pass by Nelson on the setup to Victor Davis for two. 12-11. Hope up by one. Gardner over to Benarendonk. Right wing to Neal. Neal back to Gardner. Gardner to the baseline. His shot over the bucket. Rebound fought for underneath. And Gardner got it back. Put it up and put it in. Oh, Gardner took the ball away. He was up among the trees out there as they were fighting for it. And he just slipped in there, grabbed the basketball, put it back up for two. Benson comes in, replaces Van Arendonk for the Flying Dutchman. Eric Dortch in for the Titans. Also in, Bryce Dolan. This team will substitute a lot as the Titans want fresh people out there all the time. Gardner at the line. Takes a look, puts it up, has it hit the back of the iron, no good. Rebound comes out to Zemek. 14-11, Hope with the lead, 14-26 left in the first half. Dolan to the right side, Gardner will pick him up. Keeps his dribble alive, feeds out in front to Nelson. Nelson works one-on-one with Grant. His shot off to the right, Gardner with a rebound. Ben pushes it up quickly, gives it to Edson. Edson on the outside to Neal at the left wing. Neal fakes a shot, then decides, I'm going to shoot this one. It's no good, and the rebound to Gardner. Back out in front. They go to Edson. Gardner works underneath. Edson gives it back to Gardner. Gardner underneath puts a shot up, no good, and high up in the air goes Zemek for the rebound. Quickly, the Titans on the attack. Long three-pointer is short on the left side by Nelson. Rebound comes back to the Titans. Anderson at the baseline. Outside, long three. That's good by Dolan. We're tied at 14 at the 13-22 mark of this first half. Underneath to Grant. Grant back to Gardner. Gardner for two off the window. Gardner having a good start here in this contest tonight as Hope goes back to a 16-14 lead. Gardner with 8 points for the Flying Dutchman early on. Dolan stands outside with the basketball, goes into the right corner to Nelson. Alley-oop it underneath to Dortch. Dortch works his way into the paint, stops. Little bounce pass is tipped, but controlled by Dolan from the outside. Zemek at the point. Zemek around Gardner, goes all the way, lays it up and in. We're tied at 16 as this ball game has gone back and forth. Benson, who's in the ball game, goes on top. Gives the ball to Gardner. Gardner to Benson underneath. His shot is good. And a timeout is called by the Titans as they trail by two. 18-16, 12-24 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Ben Gardner, 8 points and four rebounds in the first 7 minutes plus of this first half. And we do have an update from Orlando, Florida, Ron.
Yes, we do. And it's Hope Women up 17-10 over Wisconsin Lacrosse. And Hope hit their first four three-pointers tries, and you have three different people picking them up. So they're up there 17-10, 11:49 left in the first half.
As the women of Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch tried to stay undefeated on this season, here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, the Flying Dutch are up 18-16 with 12:24 left in the first half.
Titans had the timeout. Now they have the basketball. Dolan. Carlson is in for the Flying Dutchman in place of Gardner. And McMahon also in for Hope as it is Bryce Dolan with the big three-pointer to put the Titans up by 119-18. Carlson to the right wing. Gives it up to Edson. Edson back to Carlson on the outside over to Benson. Benson works in the middle, feeds it off to Byers. He puts up the short jumper, rolls around and falls off the edge on the right side. Davis gets the rebound, kicks it back out to Dolan. Dolan keeps his dribble alive. Over to Davis. Davis left wing into the hands of Soderman. Right side shot taken by Mayberger. That's no good. Foul underneath. And
it's going to be against Eric Dortch on a push underneath the basket.
So the Flying Dutchman will get the basketball. Robinson. Carlson on the outside. On the left wing, inside, look for McMahon cutting across. Edson works his way to the right side. They give it to Byers low. His shot baseline, no good. Rebound comes underneath, picked up by Overstreet. Overstreet brings it back and threw just exactly where Mayberger had been. He was just leaving. He didn't send him a note. And so the ball ended up on the Hope College bench. Byers will inbound it for the Flying Dutchman. Gets it into Carlson. Carlson works on the right side. Little weave as he works to the left wing to Edson. Edson works one-on-one underneath to Benson. Back to Edson. Edson underneath. Reverse layup. Kicks it out to Byers. Byers' shot misses, but a foul underneath. And a foul goes against number 30, and that is Eric Dortch. And it'll put Byers at the line for the Flying Dutchman. 19-18, Titans up by one, 10:54 left in this first half. Zemek getting ready to come in for Hope. This one is short by Byers.
Flying Dutchman are having a lot of success driving the lane here in this early going. The guards are having a really good game, Edson and Gardner mostly, but they've been able to dump the ball off as they've been driving the lane as well.
Cody Stivey, the freshman from Hudsonville, in for the Flying Dutchman as the second one is good by Mayberger. We're tied at 19, 10:50 left in this first half. On the outside with the weave are the Titans. Zemek goes low to Overstreet. Overstreet backs in, pokes up a little half hook, no good. Benson with a rebound. Benson to Carlson. Carlson pushes it up quickly. Back to Benson, who's outside, goes to the right wing. Picks up his dribble to Stivey. Back to McMahon at the left wing. McMahon looks in, can't get around his defender. Now he kicks into the ball on the outside, and nice three-point swish shot by Byers. And the ball is tipped against one of the Titans as McMahon reached in. And so it's going to go back to the Flying Dutchman. And Byers will inbound it. Dolan coming back in for the Titans. Carlson brings it up. Carlson at the point. They get it to Benson. Benson in the corner underneath. Turn around. Nice little bounty shot out there that goes in for Caleb Byers. 24-19. Hope edges out. Long drive underneath on the left side and a shot taken on the blocking foul. Foul's going to go against Byers for the Flying Dutchman, and the Titans will be going to the line. Dolan will be there for Illinois Wesleyan. 24-19, Hope with the lead. 9:48 left in the first half. Make that 24-20. Nolan will have the second one. As he gets ready to put this one in, and he puts it in. So he's looks like 2 for 2 on the ball game. Hope with the basketball. McMahon out to Carlson. Carlson, Stivey has the ball stolen away, but he flipped right back, saving it into one of the Hope players. And we got a... Now the official blew the whistle from the far side here.
They have a the shot clock was reset.
So McMahon will inbound it for Hope. They get it into Carlson, out to Byers. Jumper by McMahon is no good. Rebound, Benson, and he loses it. Had the rebound, was backing in, and he bounced it off his knee out of bounds. 24-21, Hope with the lead. And I thought maybe they were going to put on a little pressure, but they back off quickly. On the attack, the Titans. Davis with the basketball. Goes back to the basket. Goes around Brock. And Benson reached in. Going to get the foul. Davis will be at the line. He is also 2 for 2 from the line thus far. Has 4 points in the ball game. As he backs off that line, the official does a little custodial work. 24-21, Hope with the lead. Victor Davis puts the first shot up and got it. Overstreet comes back in for the Titans.
The Titans are perfect from the line this afternoon, Ron. They're 7 for 7.
Now yeah, let's see if we can jink Davis here. And we didn't work. Didn't work it. 24-23. Hope lead cut to 1. Byers over to McMahon. Out front to Carlson. Carlson, right wing. Benson back out to McMahon. McMahon works to the free throw line. Gets it to Byers. Byers takes a look on the outside. Wants to go into Benson. Finally gets it there. Benson backs into the basket. Little hook shot underneath. Misses. Rebound Stivey, but he brings it down. And
he was fouled.
You're going to get a foul. Yep. Looked more like a jump ball to most people out there, but the official did call a foul, and it's going to go against Zemek. It'll be his first. Hope will have the ball underneath their own basket. Stivey gets it in. Underneath Benson. He puts it up and in. Nice pass that time by Byers to set him up. 26-23, Hope with the lead. Davis on the weave. Zemek, long three-pointer, got it! Dolan with another three, makes it 26 apiece. 8 minutes to go in this first half. Byers to McMahon on the weave, out to Carlson. Carlson into the corner, Stivey underneath Byers on the baseline. Byers works against Zemek. Turnaround shot. He's got it. Byers from the baseline down low with two. 28-26. Hope up by two. Overstreet on the outside. Little bounce pass low to Zemek. Zemek against Byers. Backs in. Turns around. Shoots. Puts it in. We're tied at 28. Carlson to Byers. Byers over to Stivey, back out to Carlson. Carlson works to his right. Little bounce pass McMahon. He goes down the paint and a blocking foul. And I think it's going to go against Davis. It is. And that's his first foul. Getting ready to come in is Anderson, the 6'10 center. For the Titans as McMahon goes to the line for the Flying Dutchman. Hope getting ready to put in a group of substitutes. McMahon with the free one. Anderson comes in for the Titans, and Blackledge, Van Arendonk, and Gardner all come in for the Flying Dutchman, and the group that leaves with Benson, Carlson, and somebody else. Three
Byers.
Out. Byers. Get a hand. And McMahon puts in the second. Grant Neal comes in for him. So the starter's in for the Flying Dutchman with a 30-28 lead. 7:30 left in the half. Overstreet, one-on-one with Gardner. On the left side, Soderman drives all the way. The basket puts it up and in. Has that lane along the edge out there, and we're tied again at 30. Gardner. Van Arendonk over to Neal, underneath Stivey. Stivey kicks it back out to Neal, thought about the shot, instead drives in, puts it up, no good, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go to Green, says the official. Edson coming back in for Stivey. As the Titans will have the basketball, we're tied at 30 at the 7-minute mark. Overstreet walks it up for the Titans. Gardner picks him up as he crosses the timeline. Goes to the right side, gives it to Dole. Dole. Nice three-pointer. It's Dolan. And 33-30 as the Titans go up by three. Edson back out in front to Gardner. And we've got a foul underneath out there as away from the basketball. And it's going to go against 12, Grant Neal. So the Titans will get the basketball. They just went up by three. Chance for them to extend the lead a little bit. As Overstreet with the bounce pass to Anderson. Anderson, left wing, into the hands of Soderman. Back out, Zemek, shot, no good. Rebound underneath comes out Overstreet. He tries to get it on the sidelines and is going to stay with the Titans. They're going to take it out on the side where the students normally sit. The students, of course, are going home on vacation. So we have some adults over in that section today. Overstreet tried to get the pass to Anderson a little bit too high at 6'10", and Anderson couldn't quite reach it. 33-30, Titans up by three with 6 minutes left in the first half. Hope will have the basketball. Gardner gets some instructions from Coach Neal as he walks across the timeline for the Flying Dutchman. Left wing to Edson. Edson inside of an Arendonk. Back out. Shot taken way off the mark. Blackledge let one fly from the outside and missed backboard everything. As it was well short. Would have worked well as a pass underneath. But nobody was there. 33-30, Titans with the lead. Overstreet with the basketball. Wants to go down low. Does get it down low to Mayberger. Mayberger back to Overstreet. Overstreet backs in against Gardner. Kicks it back out. Shot for three. No good by Mayberger. Rebound comes to Gardner. Gardner all the way. Little bounce pass to Blackledge. And the ball stolen. Open man down for the fast break. And he is hammered, and that's Overstreet getting hammered by Gardner. Caught him across the arms and knocked him down, but saved the 2 points, so he's going to have to get it from the free throw line. They have been perfect from that free throw line thus far in the first half. So Overstreet will have the opportunity to put another couple of points on the board. We tried to jinx them the last time and didn't have any luck, but it worked this time. As he misses the first one for the Titans. Davis comes back in for Anderson.
Illinois Wesleyan is now 8-for-9 from the free throw line.
Overstreet with the second one. That one's good. 34-30, Titans with a lead. Gardner. Out front to Byers, who's back in. Underneath, though, right into the hands. Tried to get it over Mayberger, and he couldn't reach high enough. Mayberger just reached up and caught it. So Zemek, down low, works against Byers. His shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Gardner. Gardner over to Neal, back to Gardner. They'll set it up. On the outside, Byers. Hits the edge, no good. Rebound, Benarin Dock picked up and put in by Grant Neal. 32-34, Flying Dutchman trail by two. Titans with the basketball. They go underneath Zemek. His shot up and good over Byers. So, a little pressure as they try to get it into Gardner, and Davis is all over him, and he's having problems.
Oh.
Both boys up in the bleachers as Victor Davis was just all over Gardner that time. And
well, Davis was walking away. He had a few words for the whole bench. Something happened down there that he didn't approve of.
So Hope will have the basketball with 4:21 left, trailing by four. On the left side, McMahon to the baseline. Up and good, and a foul. McMahon drove the baseline, got the ball off over the window, and about three guys went down.
It was almost like dominoes right there. And McMahon went down, and he took two of the Titans with him.
And it's Davis who's going to get the foul called on him. Dortch getting ready to come back in. And I think he's probably going to come in for Davis.
Dortch and Davis each now have two fouls, Ron.
McMahon at the line for the Flying Dutchman. He is 2 for 2 from the line thus far tonight. As they're trying to warm up their tennis shoes a little bit out there.
I was wondering if that's what they were trying to do.
I think there's a little moisture that the official kind of wanted to take care of. McMahon drops it in for a three-point play. 36-35, Titans lead cut to one. Overstreet on top. Gardner follows them all the way around. Comes in the middle to Anderson. Anderson kicks it back out to Nelson. Nelson shot good. 38-35, Titans. And Titans put on a little pressure, although it's kind of tentative. It's not something that they're really going after the basketball with. It's just something they want to slow the Hope College offense down a little bit. Edson out front to McMahon. McMahon works left wing to Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk wants to get it to Byers, does get it to Byers. His shot, good! Now Byers works underneath and makes a tough shot underneath as he reached around the basket and put it in. 38-37, Overstreet to the hoop, fires at last moment, and a foul on Hope College as he dished it off that time to Dortch. And it's going to go against Gardner, and that's number two on Gardner. Gardner got into a little foul trouble last night, had spent some time on the bench. Not coming out at this point. At the line, it's going to be Dortch. He has it rattle around, but go in. 39-37, Titans up by two. Second one. This one rolls around and drops in as well. Dolan comes back into the ball game, replacing Mayberger. 40-37, three-point lead for the Titans. On the right side to Edson. Edson down the line, puts a shot up and good. 40-39, 3 minutes left. Overstreet to the left wing. Dolan. Dolan can't get past McMahon to Anderson. Anderson's way up high to Nelson for three. Yes! Jordan Nelson, a 6'1", 170-pound junior from Lincoln, Illinois. All the way is Gardner. His shot counters on the far end. 43-41. Hope trails by two. Dolan works hard against McMahon. Gives it on the left wing. To Dortch. Dortch hands it off to Nelson. Nelson wants to get a screen. Now takes to the baseline. Brings it back out as he's cut off. Over to Overstreet on the right side. Overstreet around everybody. A little bounce pass to Anderson. He puts it up and in. The big 6'10", Nick Anderson for two. 45-41. 2 minutes left. In the first half, the Titans with a four-point lead. Gardner, quick move on the left side, has a shot blocked, but he's fouled. Could be any one of a couple of guys. It's going against the big man out here, Nick Anderson. And Gardner will go to the line as Neal and Benson, along with Carlson, all getting ready to come into the ballgame. First one is good by Gardner. Zemek coming in for the Titans. As Gardner takes a check out there. If he makes it, then Carlson will be in for him. If he misses it, he gets to stay in the ball game. Well, he makes it, so Carlson comes in. 43-45, Titans up by two. 1:57 left in the first half. Taking his time, coming up the court, is Dolan. Leaves it left side for Overstreet. Overstreet down the lane. Underhand scoop pass. Didn't take the shot on the far side. They give it to Zemek in the corner. Back out Nelson for three. No good. Rebound Byers. Over to Carlson. Carlson pushes it up quickly. Back out in front to Byers. Over to Edson at the left wing. Edson underneath. Benson. Benson works. Back out. His pass is tipped. Grant Neal has to go get it for the Flying Dutchman. 17 on the shot clock. They'll have to hurry a little bit as they set this one up. To Benson at 9. Emick. Edson. Tried to get a cross-court pass that time. A little bounce pass that got away from everybody. Coming in is Soderman. Hope will have the ball with 5 seconds on the shot clock as they set up their inbound play. And they get it in. Edson fires from the corner around the hoop. No good. Rebound comes out to Dortch. To Overstreet. We're under a minute. Overstreet wants some help. Shot clock and Gamecock are about the same. They could wait. As Overstreet goes all the way in, back out. Zemek with three. No good. Hope gets it back. 40 seconds left. Carlson quickly. Down the court to Neal. Neal back out at the point. Looks underneath. Gives it up to Carlson. Carlson's pass is knocked out of bounds. It'll be retained by Hope. 19 on the shot clock. As Edson will inbound it to Carlson. Cross to Byers. Back to Carlson. Edson on the outside. Looks for a shot. Can't get the shot away. Works one-on-one on the outside. Underneath. Shot is blocked underneath. Picked up by the Titans. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. The ball's tipped out of bounds and it's off the hands of one of the Titans, and they want the basketball. But Hope's going to get it with 3.8 on the clock. Quickly, Edson, and blocking foul is going to go against the Titans out there. Soderman stepped in front, way out court, and that's going to put Hope at the line with 1.5 seconds left. Looks like Edson will be there for the Flying Dutchman. He could tie this one up. 1.5 on the clock. Edson's first one is up and swish. So Flying Dutchman in a one-on-one situation, so he's going to have the second. Gets the ball back, bounds it a few times, and drops it in. We're tied at 45 with 1.5 left, and a little pressure. Long three-pointer that is way off the mark by the Titans, and we go in at the half. And at the start of the half, second half, we'll have a new ball game as we're tied 45 apiece with this Titan ball club, who are ranked number 3 in the country in both of the polls.
It's now time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show, where we're here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen are tied with Illinois Wesleyan 45-all here at halftime in the Holland Sentinel Rust Event Tournament Championship game. One of these teams is going to come away with a really nice big trophy for their efforts this afternoon. And right now it is a 45-all tie. In the background, you're hearing a lot of applause because the Hope College is taking time out to remember the 1983-84 Flying Dutchman perfect regular season team. They're here being honored at halftime. The entire team is out, almost the entire team is out there being introduced one by one by the announcer. So that's what's going on here at the halftime. But team statistics for the first half, first for Illinois Wesleyan. They did a very nice job shooting from the field. They were shot 51%, 14 of 27 from the field. They were mighty deadly from three-point land. They were 6 of 13 for 46% from three-point land. And they were also did a nice job on the free throw line. They went 11 of 12 for 91% from the free throw line. They had 14 rebounds, 2 offensive, 12 defensive, and they turned over the ball 5 different times. For the Flying Dutchman, arguably their best shooting performance of the first half, in the first half of any of their ball games this season. They went 18 of 36 for 50% from the field. They were only 1 of 7 from three-point land for 14%. The Flying Dutchman hit 80% of their free throws, 8 of 10. They held the rebounding edge over Illinois Wesleyan with 18 to Illinois Wesleyan's 14. 7 offensive boards, 11 defensive boards. They only turned over the ball 4 times. The individual statistics here in the first half, first for Illinois Wesleyan, they were led by Bryce Dolan, who came off the bench and was just perfect. He did not miss anything. He shot 4 three-pointers and hit all 4 of them, and then he went to the free throw line and hit both of his free throws. He had 14 points and 1 rebound. Andrew Zimnick had 8 points and 3 rebounds. Victor Davis had 6 points and 1 rebound. Pat Soderman had 7 points and 1 rebound. Dylan Overstreet had 1 point, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. Jordan Nelson came off the bench and gave the Titans 5 points. Eric Dorch also came off the bench and had 2 points and 1 rebound. And Nick Anderson, who has normally been starting for them, came off the bench and had 2 points and 1 assist before exiting with 2 fouls. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they were led in scoring by Ben Gardner, who also led them in rebounds. He had 12 points and 6 rebounds. The only other player for the Flying Dutchman in double figures was Caleb Byers, who came off the bench and gave him some much-needed scoring. He had 10 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. Alex Edson had 8 points and 1 rebound. Grant Neal chipped in with 4 points and 2 rebounds. Nate Van Arendock had 2 points and 1 rebound. Brock Benson also came off the bench for the Flying Dutchman and had 4 points and 2 rebounds. And Corey McMahon also added 5 points coming off the bench. So the Flying Dutchman getting some solid contributions from their bench this afternoon with 19 points from their bench in the first half. Anything that's sticking out to you in the first half statistics there, Ron?
Boy, they look awfully close to me, except for one area, and that's a three-point shooting, whereas Illinois Wesleyan 6 out of 13, Hope 1 out of 7. So Wesleyan taking a lot more three-point shots than is Hope College. And Hope College, overall shooting-wise, they have taken 9 more shots and have the Titans at the basket. And Hope 18 out of 36 and the Titans 14 out of 27. So the big statistic that I see right now is that 6 for 13 from three-point range against 1 for 7.
Yeah, and Illinois Wesleyan, there's only been one player for them that has been hurting us really bad in the first half, and that was Bryce Dolan, who was perfect. Every single time he touched that ball from three-point land, he was shooting, and there was a couple of them that he shot from pretty far out.
He was open when he had those shots out there. Nobody went out to get him, and he was 3 or 4 steps beyond the three-point lane, and he just bombed them. Nice swishers.
He's got a brilliant touch, and he's going to the Flying Dutchman are going to have to figure out a way to stop him if they expect to win this ball game, because he has some very, very good range. Let's send it back to the studio for another 2-minute break. You're listening to the Hope College Basketball, where we're at halftime, where it's 45-45 all at the Holland Sentinel Rustavet Classic. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. College basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show. We're here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. We're at halftime. Hope College 45, Illinois Wesleyan, the number 3 ranked team in the nation, 45. Both teams dead even at halftime of the Holland Sentinel Rust Event Tournament. We have other games happening around the MIAA today, but the big one is down in Orlando, Florida, where the Orlando Classic is happening down there, where the Hope College Flying Dutch own a very slim lead over Wisconsin Lacrosse at halftime, 35-33. Megan Kelly has 10 points, and Rebecca Lawrence has 7 points and 7 rebounds. That's once again a 35-33 edge for Hope College at halftime down in Orlando as they are in the championship game looking to add their 11th win of the season for the number 2 ranked Flying Dutch. Around the MIAA, we have halftime scores. Trine has 40 points to Wabash's 39 at halftime, and Adrian 24, Lawrence Tech 20. That sounds almost like a final score for a football game rather than a halftime score of a basketball game. So we've got that going on. If you ever want to check out anything with Hope College sports, you might want to check out the Anchored in Hope section. During the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? You can find this at 92.7thevan.com. Check for the Anchored in Hope section. In this, you can find pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon, which the coaches' luncheons will start on Monday, January 6th. Live audio streams of all over the air Hope College broadcast, including audio podcasts of all Hope College basketball games and football games from the prior season, and photos from games and events and releases showcasing happenings around Hope College. That's once again Anchored in Hope, which you can find at 92.7thevan.com. You can also go to the Hope Hoops Luncheon. The Hope Hoops Club begins Monday, January 6, 2014. Those will be held at the Moss Center at noon. You can join coaches Matt Neal and Brian Morehouse along with Flying Dutchmen and Flying Dutch players throughout the 2013 MIAA season. You can enjoy a delicious buffet lunch for $9.75 along with video highlights of previous games, previews of up-and-coming opponents, and great fellowship. No advance registrations are needed. That's noon at the Moss Center starting Monday, January 6th, and that's every Monday during the Hope College basketball season. Let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Hey there, Kelly here. You've heard me talk for years about Mike's Mobile and how I trust them for everything from preventative maintenance to making sure that I'm getting the best service possible when those pesky check engine lights come on. Well, here I am again, encouraging you to make sure your car is in top working order, whether you are doing your daily driving or heading out on a summer vacation in the family vehicle. My dad, Craig, will make sure that everything is cleaned out, tuned up, and doing what it should. You see, it's simple. When everything in your car is clean and filled to the proper level, like air filters and tires, even your oil filter, your vehicle runs more efficiently, which in turn saves you money on fuel and ensures your time is not spent wishing you had done all of that earlier. So, call my dad, Craig, at Mike's Mobile. I trust him, and you should too. Mike's Mobile, on the corner of Lincoln and 32nd in Holland. Nothing fancy, just guys who know cars.
Fence Consultants has been actively involved in the Holland community for many years, and they're proud supporters of Hope College Athletics. Doing business with a strong commitment to the community, that's Fence Consultants, West Michigan's leader in residential and commercial fencing, and railing for over 25 years. Better ideas, better solutions. Fence Consultants with locations in Holland and Grand Rapids.
The choice is yours. This Christmas, West Michigan's children in need can receive gifts or no gifts. Choose wisely. Choose to give. Get to an Auto Body Experts location, pick a tag off their angel tree, purchase the corresponding gift, return it to Auto Body Experts, and bring the true meaning of Christmas to children in need. To show their appreciation, Auto Body Experts will wash your car or give you a free recycle bag. Auto Body Experts in Hudsonville, Holland, and Wayland. Be sure to like them on Facebook.
All the exciting action of Hope College basketball is right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to Mike's Mobile Halftime Show here at 92.7 The Van, where we're at halftime. Hope College 45, Illinois Wesleyan 45. Deadlocked at halftime of the Holland Sentinel Rustavet Classic. And we are just about ready to start the second half. And for the call of the action, let's go over to Ron Weatherby.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. And the Titans will have the basketball to get this one started here in the second half. Hope comes out with a man-to-man defense. They've stayed man-to-man all the ball game so far. Left corner, Davis. He puts in a triple. So the Titans start out with a big triple from Victor Davis. 48-45. Titans with the lead. Gardner comes for Hope College on the point. Takes a look at what defense they have. They're staying with a man-to-man as well. And Gardner moves to the right wing, gives it to Edson. Edson underneath of an in-knock, cross to Blackledge, and he is fouled by Anderson. And so Blackledge will go to the line. This is what they did a lot of last night, and Blackledge did a nice job from the free throw line. This afternoon, Blackledge is without any points. He got in a little foul trouble in that first half. This one is good. 48-46. Titans up by two. Coming into the ball game is Mayberger, replacing Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson just picked up his third foul.
Blackledge will have the second of the pair. This one rolls around but drops in. 48-47, Titans up by one. Full court pressure now by the Flying Dutchman in this second half. And Edson made body contact as he just hit him with the chest out there going past. And even Overstreet is smiling at that call as Edson's complaining a little bit. And he knows that, he'd have done the same thing. So the Titans get the ball back. Overstreet on the right wing gives it up to Soderman. Soderman underneath. And nice little move underneath that time by Zemek. Gets two for the Titans. 50-47. Titans up by three. The Grant Neal, right corner. His shot is off the rim. Rebound comes to the Titans. Overstreet. Overstreet will bring it up. Out front. To Zemek, back to Overstreet. On the weave, into the corner. Shot taken from Mayberger. No good.
Oh.
Davis comes hard for the rebound over the back.
Oh.
But no call. Overstreet on the outside. His shot, no good. Rebound comes to Blackledge. Gardner all the way, coast to coast. Puts up the jumper. Got it. And timeout called by the Flying Dutchman as Coach Neal has a few choice words to talk to the official about. And that last move out there where it was Davis going high over everybody, coming down over three-way church.
Yeah, and I'm starting to wonder if that was the reason why he called that timeout, was to have a brief conversation with the official. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, Ron, this is a close one. No team has had a lead bigger than 5 points in this game, and that was Hope College, who had a 5-point lead at the 10-minute mark. Illinois Wesleyan's largest lead was 4 points at the 5:19 mark of the first half. So both teams have been bouncing back and forth.
Titans will have the basketball. No pressure by Hope College this time. As Overstreet with the basketball gives it to Davis on the outside. Davis right side. The Zoderman back into the corner. Three-pointer from the right side. Nice shot there by Zoderman. 53-49, Titans on top. Blackledge underneath to Edson. Edson with a turnaround. Yes. Down low, and just took him down low and posted up. 53-51, Titans up by two. On the outside, Davis. Works it over to Mayberger. Mayberger underneath. Zemnick turns around and puts it up, and I think this one's going to go against Blackledge.
And if it is, it's going to be his third.
And it is. So Zemnick will be at the line for the Titans. 53-51, Titans up by two. Titans shooting very well from the free throw line. They only missed one the first half. And this one drops in. Caleb Byers comes in for Blackledge.
We only have four Flying Dutchmen on the floor. Okay, there's Alex Edson.
Edson's over talking. Second one, no good. Rebound to Byers. Byers to Gardner. 54-51, Titans with the lead. Flying Dutchman with the basketball. Grant Neal underneath Edson. Edson on the baseline, tries to go on, fadeaway jumper, no good, ball tipped up in the air, taken down by Zemek. Out to Overstreet, Overstreet along the right edge, into the corner, driving baseline, putting a shot up, no good, Grant Neal with the rebound for the Flying Dutchman. Right side to Gardner. Gardner takes a look as people get set up to start to run their offense. Underneath to Van Arendonk, back to Neal. Van Arendonk, nice little turnaround. Hook shot by Van Arendonk. 54-53, Hope down by one. Van Arendonk didn't have any points in the first half for the Flying Dutchman. And Zemek for a long three, yes. So again, the Titans keep hitting from the outside, and that was the thing that hurt the Flying Dutchman in the first half, as they hit six of those in the first half. Emick over to Gardner. Gardner cut off from the baseline. Back on the outside to Edson. Underneath to Van Arendonk, and we got a foul underneath. That's going to go against the Titans.
Victor Davis, that's his third.
Coming in is Nelson. Along with Dortch and Anderson. Anderson playing with three fouls. So Grant will inbound the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. 57-53. Titans with the lead. Inside to Byers in the setup play, and he gets two. 57-55. Lead cut to two. Overstreet. On the outside, tries to get open, feeds left wing to Mayberger. Underneath they go to Dortch. His shot rolls around, no good, gets his own rebound, but Aaron knocks away. Three on two, Gardner coming down the middle, puts it up and
travels
with the basketball.
One step too many.
Defender cut across in front of him and got him off stride there a little bit. So he's called for traveling. That'll give the ball to the Titans. Overstreet walks it up, takes his time. 57-55 underneath. And shot is good and a foul. So it's Mayberger with the basket, and the foul against Grant Neal is his second. So a chance for a three-point play for the Titans. As Mayberger steps to the line. And this one drops in. 60-55. 5-point lead by the Titans. Gardner over to Byers. Byers into the hands of Edson. Back to Gardner. Gardner alley-oops it underneath Van Arendonk. Out front Edson. He sets for three off the mark. Rebound comes back to Nelson. Tipped out of bounds by Grant Neal, but it's going to stay with the Titans. And back into the ball game, calling Bryce Dolan, who was a hot three-point shooter, 4 out of 4 in that first half for the Titans. In pass to Dolan. Back cross court to Dortch. Nelson at the right wing. Gives it up to Anderson, top of the key. Back to Mayberger. Mayberger underneath and shot is blocked by Caleb Byers, and the fans from Illinois Wesleyan wanted to follow on Byers as Edson drove baseline, and he is fouled underneath and gets up limping a little bit. And it's going to go against Anderson.
Wow, that was Anderson's fourth foul.
And you can possibly hear Illinois Wesleyan's coach Ron Rose from the sidelines. And I would say that if I were over there, I'd be doing the same thing.
Caleb kind of mugged him underneath, and in the box score, it'll look like a block shot. So
Edson at the line for the Flying Dutchman. Got it. Benson coming in for Hope. Zemek back in for the Titans. Anderson now in foul trouble for the Titans with four fouls at 14-minute mark. Both of them good by Nelson. 60-57. Titans with the lead. Ball tipped out of bounds by Neal. It's going to stay with the Titans at side court. Inbounding it will be Mayberger. They set up their inbound play. Get it to Dolan. Back to Mayberger. Left corner to Nelson. Out front, almost interception. Long three-pointer.
Oh.
Swish. Ooh, pretty shot on the far side by Dolan. Gardner at the opposite end. Puts a shot up. Has it blocked underneath. And the foul, I think, is going to go against
Byers. Caleb Byers.
Yep. And that's one of those things they call a makeup call. 63-57. Wesleyan with the lead. And the basketball. 14:25 left in the game. As Dolan goes to the right edge. Keeps his dribble alive. Gets it out in front. Almost stolen by Gardner to Nelson. Alley-oops it. Zemek underneath. And Byers stole the pass and bounces off the leg of Zemek.
Yeah, but he was already out of bounds when he threw the ball off of Zemek. So it remained Illinois Wesleyan's ball.
McMahon comes in for Hope. And Seibe also in for Hope. Titans will inbound it. Dolan looks around, gets it outside. Mayberger takes it in the paint, spins around, and Byers makes a quick pick, but he gets a foul.
Maybe that was the makeup call, because that one looked pretty clean to me. And that will be Caleb's third foul. And Coach Neal and the crowd are very upset about that.
Mayberger at the line. This one rolls, bounces out. You'll have the second one. Takes a deep breath. One bounce, puts it up, down, and in. 64-57. Titans edging away here in the second half. As Gardner out front controls the basketball. Gives it to Seibe, left wing. Out front, Benson. Right side, McMahon for three. Yes! McMahon with a big triple. And the Flying Dutchman needed that one. 64-60. Still a four-point lead by the Titans. On the outside is Dolan with the basketball. To Nelson for three. Off the mark. Rebound, Benson. To Gardner. Gardner starts the left side. Looks underneath, gets it right side to Seibe, to Benson. Benson works with his back to the basket. Back to Byers for two. Oh, on the right side of the lane was Benson, and he just flipped it across the lane as Byers broke down the left side, put it up and in, and the Titans take a timeout as the Flying Dutchman come back to within two, 64-62, 13:16 left in the game.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. no doubt best performance by Caleb Byers this season. 14 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. And he has become a major spark here for coming off the bench for the Flying Dutchman.
And a major candidate for the MVP at the end of the ball game. And from my vantage point, an update from Mr. Chandler, who's sitting next to me on the women's game down in Florida. It is Hope 45, Wisconsin Lacrosse 45.
Now, so
11:30 left.
So down in Orlando and here in Holland, we both have a couple of close ball games and championship games, Ron. This is a pretty exciting afternoon for Flying Dutch and Flying Dutchman fans.
Oh, this is with the guys' halftime score here at 45-45 apiece.
Yeah, we're both about the same mark, and we already have 20 points for each, more for each team on this game. With 13:16 left here in the game, well, in regulation, the Illinois Wesleyan Titans have a 64-62 lead.
So the Titans will have the basketball. Davis gets it in. Dolan stays in the ball game. Left side to Overstreet. Overstreet bounce pass to Mayberger.
Oh, he was out of bounds.
Slides in, and he slides out of bounds. He lost his footing, and nice pass by Overstreet. It was down low. He went down, slid across the court, but slid out of bounds as well.
And the official's going to do some custodial work.
And the young man who has the job was sitting up in the bleachers enjoying the ball game as he was motioned out and has to get to work. Gets a nice hand from the crowd, however. Hope will have the basketball, trailing by 2. Gardner brings it up. Takes it one-on-one, fires up a long triple, around the rim, and no good. Rebound comes down to Zemek. Overstreet, Overstreet on the right side, long three-pointer. In and out this time by Dolan, misses it. Gardner gets a rebound. Gardner looked in the corner to McMahon, can't get it to him. Stivey on the left side gets it. Stivey back out to Gardner, went back to the point. Gardner looks low, gets it to Benson down low. Benson working against Davis. Back on the outside, McMahon. McMahon out to Gardner. 12 on the shot clock. Gardner gets a countdown, and a blocking foul is going to go against Dolan. And that'll put Gardner at the line with a chance to tie. Nope. We're not up to the 7 fouls on either team, so we're not up to the 1-1 yet. So Hope gets it at side court. Blackledge travels with the ball. Thought about passing it and dragged that foot as the man moved just about the time he was going to throw the ball, and he dragged the foot, got the traveling call. So the Titans will have it at side court. Inside to Overstreet. McMahon has him. Dolan, Gardner has one-on-one on Dolan on the far side. Overstreet, underneath they go to Zemek. Zemek backs in against Blackledge. Blackledge with a good fake out there, tried to get the foul. They get it to...